Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The democratic nature of the internet poses a serious problem for governments actively engaged in the suppression of dissent. And as Jason Martin, assistant professor of communication at DePaul University, explains, government-sanctioned and controlled versions of sites like Twitter can still be used to undermine these oppressive regimes.
China's version of Twitter has become the nation's most prevalent and fastest-growing online application. More than 310 million Chinese use Weibo, or microblogging services, on computers and mobile phones. Weibo has become so popular that even American basketball star Kobe Bryant opened an account in February to connect with his Chinese fans. In a media landscape of limited diversity, Weibo offer critical options for news and public opinion, as my colleagues Lars Vilnot at Indiana University and Liu Wei at Zhejiang University and I found when researching the impact of social media on politics in China. Weibo were used to organize political protests and online campaigns in 2012 that have been credited with forcing government reform on issues like air quality, dissident torture, forced abortions, train crash investigations, and natural disaster recovery. In these instances, Weibo have not only enabled ordinary citizens, but also journalists who want to circumvent pre-publication censorship. On Weibo, scandals are raised, public opinion is shared, and news is spread outside official channels. However, the growth and popularity of Weibo also has drawn the attention of the Chinese government, which monitors the services to gauge the public's mood and has launched accounts for its state-run media. Twice in the past year, party leaders have issued new laws and restrictions that call for increased monitoring and censorship of Weibo. Often the government can delete Weibo content after the fact, but not before it has spread in many different digital forms. In the world of Weibo, Chinese citizens are becoming empowered in new ways that are challenging the old model of information control in authoritarian government. How they use that technology for political change is an exciting frontier for mass communication research.
That was Jason Martin of DePaul University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
On Twitter, been wild. Check your followers and follow, then you start.